欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要和鹿晗来继续分享这一部广受好评的影片《社交网络》。
Hi everybody, I'm Luhan. Thank you for tuning in. We're at the second installment of the movie The Social Network.
昨天我们说到 Harvard 天才学生 Mark Zuckerberg 答应 Winklevoss 兄弟加入他们的创业团队，一起创建一个社交网站 Harvard Connection。
We need you to build the site, write the code, and we'll provide all the
money.
What?
How many?
Awesome.
但在此之后呢 ，Mark 却以各种的理由来推脱和 Winklevoss 兄弟的合作，却自己想到了一个主意，要创建一个新的社交网站。
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles, whatever you can visit. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
Mark 找到了他在学校里的好朋友 Eduardo， 让 Eduardo 筹集$1,000的资金支持网站的创建和上线，并且呢 Eduardo 作为公司的 CFO。
We're going to need a little startup cash to rent the servers and get it online. We'll split it 70-30. 70 for me, 30 for you for putting up the $1,000 and for handling everything on the business end. You're CFO.
很快 Mark 创建的这个全新的社交网站 The Facebook 已经上线了，而且吸引了很多哈佛学生的关注，当然也引起了 Winklevoss 兄弟的愤慨，因为他们觉得 Mark 偷了他们的创意建了自己的网站。但是 Tyler 仍然坚持他们不要起诉 Mark。
Because we're gentlemen of Harvard. This is Harvard where you don't plant stories and you don't sue people.
Winklevoss 兄弟和 Narendra 最后达成了一致，他们给 Mark 发出了一封终止通知函，但是显然呢 Mark 对此是视而不见，而且在短暂的时间里呢 The Facebook 的影响力已经在哈佛大学里迅速提升了， Mark 也成了校园里的红人，而 Eduardo 希望呢 The Facebook 网站很快能够实现盈利，但是 Mark 却不同意在网页里加入广告。
What does that mean?
It means it's time for the website to start generating revenue.
No, I know what the word is, Mike, but how do you want to do it?
Advertising?
No.
Well, we got 4,000 numbers.
The Facebook is cool, and if we start installing pop-ups for Mountain Dew,
it's
not going to be cool.
I wasn't thinking Mountain Dew, but at some point, and I'm talking as the business end of the company. The
we don't even know what it is yet. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it can be. We don't know what it will be. We know that it is cool.That is a priceless asset. I'm not giving up.
So it will be finished.
It won't be finished. That's the point. The way fashion's never finished.
What?
Fashion. Fashion is never finished.
You're talking about fashion. Really?
I'm talking about the idea of it, and I'm saying that it's never finished.
Okay.
看到 The Facebook 网站越来越受欢迎，而且他们的注册会员呢也越来越多， Eduardo 抑制不住自己兴奋的心情。
Eduardo says It's time to monetize the thing. 是时候把这个东西商业化了。这个 monetize 就是商业化，或者把什么东西变成钱。 Monetize M-O-N-E-T-I-Z-E 可以看得出来，这个词呢是从 money 变化而来的，所以它的意思呢就是说什么东西可以换成钱，或者使之商业化。For example, you can say, this is a fully monetized society. 这是一个非常商业化的社会。Eduardo 接着解释道， It means it's time for the website to start generating revenue. 我的意思说呢，是时候让这个网站给我们产生一些利润了。这个 revenue 就是收入利润的意思。
Eduardo 的意思是说呢，可以在网站当中加入一些广告，这样他们的网站就可以实现盈利了。但是 Mark 不同意，他说在现在的这个阶段，我们还不知道 The Facebook 这个网站究竟能够发展到什么样的规模。就目前的发展状况来看呢，它的前景是不可限量的，所以现在说让它盈利呢，有点为时过早了。
Eduardo says, So when it will be finished? 那最终要怎么样呢？ Mark says, It won't be finished.That's the point. 关键是不会有什么最终产品。The way fashion's never finished. 就像时尚并不会有终极形态一样。
Time to monetize the thing. I said it's time to monetize the site.
What does that mean?
It means it's time for the website to start generating revenue.
No, I know what the word is. How do you want to do it?
Advertising.
No.
Well, we got 4,000 numbers.
The Facebook is cool, and if we start installing...pop-ups for Mountain Dew.
I wasn't thinking Mountain Dew, but at some point, and I'm talking as the business end of the company.
We don't even know what it is yet. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it can be. We don't know what it will be. We know that it is cool. That is a priceless asset. I'm not giving up.
So it will be finished.
It won't be finished. That's the point. The way fashion's never finished.
What?
Fashion. Fashion is never finished.
You're talking about fashion, really?
I'm talking about the idea of it, and I'm saying that it's never finished.
Okay.
这个时候呢，其实的 Facebook 网站才刚刚发展，他们才拥有了4000名会员而已。但是早在现在，我们就可以看得出来 ，Mark 和 Eduardo 对于网站的运营理念出现了分歧。而正在两个人争论这个问题的时候呢 ，Eduardo 发现了 Winklevoss 兄弟给 Mark 寄来的那一封终止通知函，要求他停止侵权，停掉的 Facebook 网站。而 Mark 向 Eduardo 保证，他的网站呢完全是他自己原创的，不存在任何的抄袭问题。
Oh, well, they find it to be intellectual property theft. Look, why didn't you show this to me?
It was addressed to me.
They're saying that we stole the Facebook from Vivian Arendra and the Winklevoss.
I know what it says.
Did we?
Did we what?
Don't screw around with me now. Look at me. The letter says we could face legal action.
No, it says I could face legal action.
This is from a lawyer, Mark. They must feel they have some ground.
The lawyer is their father's house counsel.
Do they have ground?
The grounds are our thing is cool and popular and Harvard Connection is lame. Mardo, I didn't use any of their code. I promise. I didn't use anything.
Look, a guy who built a nice chair doesn't owe money to everyone who ever has built a chair, okay? They came to me with an idea. I had a better one.
Why didn't you show me this letter?
I didn't think it was a big deal.
If there's something wrong, if there's ever anything wrong, you can tell me. I'm the guy that wants to help. This is our thing. Now, is there anything that you need to tell me? Now.
首先要提到一个现在很流行的词汇，也就是 intellectual property, 知识产权。Eduardo 说呢，在这封终止通知函上写着 ,They find it to be intellectual property theft.他们觉得你这个网站是盗窃了他们的知识产权。The letter says we could face legal action. 信上还说他们可能会对我们采取法律措施。This is from a lawyer, Mark. They must feel that they have some grounds. 这是封律师信啊 ,Mark. 他们肯定觉得他们有证据才会这样做的。
显然的 ,Eduardo 是被这封终止通知函吓坏了。但是 Mark 呢却觉得这并没有那么严重，因为他坚信啊他们的这个网站的 Facebook 呢绝对是自己的创意。
Mark says, the grounds are our thing is cool and popular and Harvard connection is lame.他们的证据其实就是我们的东西很酷很受欢迎，但是 Harvard Connection 却很差劲。 Wardo, I didn't use any of their code, I promise. 我并没有用他们的源代码，我保证。接着 Mark 还用了一个比喻， Look, a guy who builds a nice chair doesn't owe money to everyone who ever has built a chair, right? 比如说有人造了把好椅子，他并不欠别的造椅子的人的钱啊，意思是说不能因为我建了一个很棒的社交网站就说我抄袭别的社交网站啊。
到现在呢 ,The Facebook 网站已经成了哈佛里最火热的话题了，但是它的影响力毕竟还只局限于这个校园。
Mark later runs into his ex-girlfriend, who's not aware of the Facebook's existence because she's not a Harvard University student. Stunned by this, Mark decides to expand the site to more schools.
Mark 呢打算扩大 The Facebook 的影响，于是他把两个同宿舍的伙伴也拉进了这个创业团队。
Okay, we are expanding to Yale and Columbia. Dustin, I want you to share the coding work with me. Chris, you're going to be in charge of publicity and outreach, and you could start by getting a story in the BU student newspapers, The Bridge.
They hate doing stories about Harvard.
Somebody at the newspaper will be a computer science major. Tell them that Mark Zuckerberg will do 10 hours of free programming.
Why do you want a story in the BU newspaper?
Because I do. Now, here's the arrangement. Eduardo is CFO and owns 30% of the company. Dustin is vice president and head of programming, and his 5% of the company will come from my end.Chris is director of publicity, and his compensation will depend on the amount of work he ends up doing. Yale and Columbia, let's go.
And Stanford.
What?
Stanford. It's time for them to see this in Palo Alto.
Mark 很快就给他的两个同屋布置了任务。He says, Dustin, I want you to share the coding work with me. Dustin, 我希望你能和我负责编程工作。Chris, you're going to be in charge of publicity and outreach. Chris 呢，你负责宣传和扩展。Outreach 就是扩展或者覆盖面的意思。For example, I can say, this project is really popular, the outreach of it covers the whole country. 这个项目非常受欢迎，它能够覆盖全国。
Mark 不仅很快地给两个新同伴 Dustin 和 Chris 安排了工作任务，而且再次强调了公司的股权分配。可以看得出来呢 ,Mark 不仅在编程方面确实是一个天才，而且在公司的运营和统筹方面呢也很有决断力。
Mark 这样分配道， Eduardo is CFO and owns 30% of the company.Eduardo 呢是首席财务官，他拥有公司30%股份。Dustin is vice president and head of programming. Dustin 呢是副总裁兼编程主管。And his 5% of the company will come from my end. 他会拥有公司5%的股份，从我的股权里面扣除。Chris is director of publicity, and his compensation will depend on how much work he ends up doing.Chris 呢是宣传主管，他的所得取决于他的任务量。
那在安排好了以后呢 ，Mark 决定啊要大展拳脚了，要把 The Facebook 的影响力扩大到更多的学校里去，而且都是一些美国的名校啊。
Mark 提到了耶鲁和哥伦比亚两所大学 ，Eduardo 呢又提到了 Stanford。Mark 问为什么一定要强调 Stanford 呢 ？Eduardo 说 It's time for them to see this in Palo Alto. 是时候让 Palo Alto 那儿的人看一看我们这个东西了。因为 Stanford 在 Palo Alto, and Palo Alto 呢正是在美国的硅谷旁边。
El Dorado 的意思是说呢，要让硅谷的那些精英们看一看，并不是只有他们那儿的人才能够研发出这么棒的网站。正在 The Facebook 网站大展拳脚大肆扩张的同时呢， Winklevoss 兄弟很快也得知了这个消息，这让他们更加气愤了，因为 Mark 不仅没有停手，反而在扩大网站的影响。
He's expanding.
What?
He's expanding. Yale, Columbia, and Stanford is going to be in the crimson tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Well, looks like that cease and desist letter really scared the shit out of him, huh?
I want to hire a lawyer to file for injunctive relief and get the site taken down now.
Look,
every minute the site is up, Harvard connection becomes less valuable. I want an injunction. I want damages. I want punitive relief. And I want him dead.
I want those things too.
Then why aren't we doing anything about it? Because we're a gentleman of Harvard?
No, because you're not thinking how it's going to look.
How's it going to look?
Like my brother and I are in skeleton costumes chasing the karate kid around a high school gym.
Cam, he's violated Massachusetts state law.When he goes to Connecticut, New York, and California, he'll have violated federal law. And by the way, he's in violation of Harvard law.
There's such a thing as Harvard law.
Wait.
Yeah. There is. Harvard Student Handbook. Every freshman has issued one of these. Somewhere in this book, it says you can't steal from another student. This is what we needed. We're going to Summers.
Narendra 气愤地说 I want to hire a lawyer to file for injunctive relief.And get the site taken down now. 我现在就想找律师申请强制禁止令，搞垮这个网站。Injunctive relief 也就是强制撤销或者强制停止的意思。Every minute the site is up, Harvard Connection becomes less valuable. 只要这个网站多存在一分钟，我们的网站 Harvard Connection 就会多失去一分价值。Miranda 接着说，他这样做不仅违背了联邦法律 ，And by the way, he's in violation of Harvard law.同时他还违反了哈佛的校规 In violation of something 也就是侵犯或者是违反的意思 Violation 的动词原形就是 violate 侵犯 For example, you can say What are they doing is in violation of my rights Or they violated my rights 这两句话实际上是一个意思他们的行为侵犯了我的权益
Narendra 的这句话提醒了 Winklevoss 兄弟他们认为 Mark 偷窃他们创意的这个行为呢违反了哈佛的校规他们希望可以找到哈佛的校长来为这件事儿伸张正义至少呢给 Mark 一个很严厉的惩处
They decide to accuse Mark of violating the Harvard Student Code of Conduct Through their father's connections, they arranged a meeting with Harvard President Larry Summers, who is dismissive and sees no potential value in either a disciplinary action or in the Facebook website itself.
I don't see this as a university issue.
Of course this is a university issue. There's a code of ethics and an honor code and violating
You enter into a code of ethics with the university, not with each other.
I'm sorry, President Summers, but...What you just said makes no sense to me at all.
I'm devastated by that.
What my brother means is, if Mark Zuckerberg walked into our dorm room and stole our computer, that would be a university issue.
I don't know. This office doesn't handle petty larceny.
This isn't petty larceny. This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
You might just be letting your imaginations run away with you.
Sir, I honestly don't think you're in any position to make that call.
I was the U.S. Treasury Secretary.I'm in some position to make that call.
Well, letting our imaginations run away with us is exactly what we were told to do in your freshman address.
Well, then I would suggest that you let your imaginations run away with you on a new project.
You would?
Yes, everyone at Harvard's inventing something. Harvard undergraduates believe that inventing a job is better than finding a job. So I'll suggest again that the two of you come up with a new project.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's not the point.
Please, arrive at the point.
You don't have to be an intellectual property expert to understand the difference between right and wrong.
You're saying that I don't.
Of course I'm not saying that, sir. I'm saying that.
Really?
Sir.
And how did they get this appointment? Colleagues of your father? Let me tell you something, Mr. Winklevoss, since you're on the subject of right and wrong, this action, this meeting, the two of you being here, is wrong. It's not worthy of Harvard. It's not what Harvard saw in you. You don't get special treatment.
We never asked. Just start another project?It's not like we're making a diorama for a science fair.
If you have a problem with that, Mr. Winklevoss.
We never asked for special
treatment. The courts are always at your disposal. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Great, great, Harvester, man. Look at you. Hi. Thank you very much for your time, John.
Winklevoss 兄弟呢，利用父亲的人脉关系，终于安排了他们有机会能够见到哈佛的校长。他们跟校长解释了半天，说 Mark 的这种偷窃行为呢是非常严重的。
他们说 ，There's a code of ethics and an honor code that he violated in both. 在哈佛的校规里呢，写到了关于道德准则和荣誉准则。显然呢 ，Mark 这样的行为是两条都违反了。但是校长说 ，You enter into a code of ethics with the university, not with each other。这个道德准则呢，是你要对学校遵守的，而不是你们互相之间的行为准则。
那 Winklevoss 兄弟呢，接下来又解释了说，其实 Mark 这就是一种盗窃行为啊，就好比他走进了我们的房间，偷走了我们的电脑一样啊。这样的问题学校总该管了吧？
但是校长说。I really don't know. This office doesn't handle petty larceny. 我真是不知道，这个办公室不处理小偷小摸。这里那个 petty larceny, petty 意思就是小到可怜的， larceny 呢也就是 crime, 在这里就是 stealing, 偷窃的意思。The twin said, This is not petty larceny. This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars. 这个可不是小偷小摸，这个主意潜在的价值可能有好几百万呢。但校长显然觉得他们这样说实在是太夸大了。He says, You might just be letting your imagination run away with you. 你们联想可能是有点太丰富了吧。另外之意就是说这个东西怎么可能值这么多钱呢？兄弟俩这个时候就不高兴了，就反唇相讥。Letting our imaginations run away with us is exactly what we were told to do in our freshman address. 您不是在新生演讲中跟我们说了要我们放飞想象吗？校长这个时候就说了 Well then I would suggest you let your imaginations run away with you on a new project.那这样吧，我就建议你们放飞想象，重新再建立一个项目。
显然呢，校长是觉得 Winklevoss 兄弟报告的这个事儿啊，太不值得一提了。但是呢 ，Winklevoss 兄弟还是不依不饶，他们觉得校长这样处理呢不够公平。那既然说到公平这个问题啊，校长就问旁边的秘书说，到底为什么会安排这次会见？秘书就说，这是通过了 Winklevoss 兄弟父亲的关系。
所以校长也很生气的表态说 ，You don't get special treatment， 你们呢也不能获得特殊待遇，因为这样也是不公平的。接着校长就下了祝贺令 If you have a problem with that, the courts are always at your disposal. 如果这样你们还不满意的话，法院的大门还随时为你敞开呢。意思呢就是说这样的事儿学校是不会管的，你们如果真是不依不饶的话，那就去法院告他好了。
I don't see this as a university issue.
Of course this is a university issue. There's a code of ethics and an honor code and you violate
them. You enter into a code of ethics at the university, not with each other.
I'm sorry, President Summers, butWhat you just said makes no sense to me at all.
I'm devastated by that.
What my brother means is, if Mark Zuckerberg walked into our dorm room and stole our computer, that would be a university issue.
I really don't know. This office doesn't handle petty larceny.
This isn't petty larceny. This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
You might just be letting your imaginations run away with you.
Sir, I honestly don't think you're in any position to make that call.
I was the U.S. Treasury Secretary.I'm in some position to make that call.
Well, letting our imaginations run away with us is exactly what we were told to do in your freshman address.
And I would suggest that you let your imaginations run away with you on a new project.
You would?
Yes, everyone at Harvard's inventing something. Harvard undergraduates believe that inventing a job is better than finding a job. So I'll suggest again that the two of you come up with a new project.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's not the point.
Please, arrive at the point.
You don't have to be an intellectual property expert to understand the difference between right and wrong.
You're saying that I don't.
Of course I'm not saying that, sir. I'm saying that.
Really?
Sir.
And how did they get this appointment? Colleagues of their father. Let me tell you something, Mr. Winklevoss, since you're on the subject of right and wrong. This action, this meeting, the two of you being here, is wrong. It's not worthy of Harvard. It's not what Harvard saw in you. You don't get special treatment.
We never asked. Just start another project?It's not like we're making a diorama for a science fair.
If you have a problem with that, Mr. Winklevoss.
We never asked for special treatment.
The courts are always at your disposal. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Why, you take off, sir, man. Look at your tie. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
那这边呢，就在 Winklevoss 兄弟无计可施的同时 ，The Facebook 却在如火如荼的发展，已经有更多学校的学生们注册了这个网站。就在这个时候 ，Nesper 的创始人 Sean Parker 也注意到了这个网站，他认为呢 ，The Facebook 很有发展前景。
Mark is impressed with Parker, who presents a vision for Facebook similar to his own. Although no deals are reached, in a parting comment, Parker suggests that they drop the from the Facebook to make it simply Facebook.
Hey, you know what? Settle an argument for us. I say it's time to start making money from the Facebook. Mark doesn't want to advertise. Who's right?
Neither do you get. The Facebook is cool. That's what it's got going for.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it with ads because ads aren't cool.
Exactly.
It's like you're throwing the greatest party on campus and someone's saying it's got to be over by 11. You don't even know what the thing is yet. How big it can get, how far it can go. This is no time to take your chips down. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
And that's where you're headed. A $1 billion valuation. Unless you take that advice, in which case you may as well have come up with a chain of very successful yogurt shops. When you go fishing, you can catch a lot of fish, or you can catch big fish. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just a fan who came to say hi.
这次和 Parker 的会面呢 ，Eduardo 是老大的不愿意，因为他觉得呢 ，Parker 是一个喜欢自吹自擂的家伙，总是把自己曾经的辉煌挂在嘴边上。当然了，在一大通吹嘘之后呢 ，Parker 还是发表了他对 The Facebook 的发展的独到见解，而这些意见呢，刚好和 Mark 的想法是不谋而合。
对于现在是不是时机拿网站来盈利 ，Parker 这样说 ：“You don't even know what the thing is yet。”你现在其实还不知道这个东西有多大。And how big it can get and how far it can go. 不知道它能够发展多大，能够走多远。This is no time to take your chips down. 现在时机还不成熟，不应该这么快就商业化。
Parker 呢，虽然年纪不大，但是算是一个见多识广的人，在互联网的圈子里也混了很长的时间了，所以呢，他对 The Facebook 的前景非常的看好。
Parker says, and that's where you're headed, $1 billion valuation. 你的目标是10亿的市值。When you go fishing, you can catch a lot of fish or you can catch a big fish.钓鱼的时候，你也可以随便抓很多鱼，也可以一下抓条大的。
帕克的言外之意就是呢，如果现在你们就让这个网站啊加入了很多广告的话，那你们抓的都是一些小鱼。但如果你们让它继续发展的话，有可能在将来你们会抓到一条大鱼。那个大鱼是多少呢？至少是10亿美元。他的这个估价呢，显然是让 Mark 和 Eduardo 都大吃一惊。他们也没有想到自己的网站将来会那么值钱。但是现在看来呢，这个估价还是过于保守了。
虽然 Eduardo 不喜欢夸夸而谈的 Parker， 不过他也承认 Parker 还是对 Facebook 发展做了很大的贡献，因为他在告辞的时候提了一个很有建设性的意见 ，Drop the just Facebook is cleaner， 去掉网站名称里边那个 the， 只要 Facebook 就好了，这样更简洁。
本来 Mark 和 Eduardo 在网站的运营理念上就存在着分歧，而 Parker 的出现呢，使得两个人的矛盾似乎更加突出了。接下来的故事将如何发展呢？在 Facebook 如火如荼的发展的同时， Mark 是怎么样和 Eduardo 决裂了呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和罗涵来分享这部大受好评的电影《社交网络》，来了解这个故事的大结局。
Now I am asking you for the last time.Let's take the considerable resources at our disposal and sue him in federal court.
Moving faster than any of us ever imagined it would. It's moving fast. It's moving fast, and Sean thinks that
Sean is not part of this company.
We have over 300,000 members, Warren. We're in
160
schools, including 5 in Europe.
I'm aware of that. Smart. I'm the CFO.
I said I got some good news.
What is it?
Peter Thiel just made an angel investment of $500,000.
What?
$500,000. And he's setting us up in an office.They want to reincorporate the company. They want to meet you. They need your signature on some documents. You got to get your ass on the first flight back to San Francisco. I need my CFO.
You better lawyer up, asshole. Because I'm not coming back for 30%. I'm coming back for everything.
All right, let's review some of the words and phrases we've learned today. Monetize something. 是什么东西商业化 Revenue, 利润收入 Outreach, 扩展覆盖面In violation of something, 侵犯、违反。
Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com. 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Video 774, 收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.She walks in a line.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video.Radio 774 every day.
想省钱、省心、省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧！微信用户搜索公众号“北京外语广播”，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间，零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
Turned into a battlefield.